from KQED.
From KQED News, I'm Cy Musiker with The Do List. And this week we've got an ancient play on civil disobedience, a flamenco festival, and we're staying calm with a young band. David Wiegand stays calm and carries on every week in our studio. He's an assistant managing editor for the San Francisco Chronicle, and good morning.
Good morning, Cy.
We're very lucky to have such devoted flamenco artists and fans in the Bay Area because we get to hear music like this. That's Jose Galvez, one of the guitarists, performing at the Bay Area Flamenco Festival, the 10th edition this year, with shows and workshops all over the Bay Area. And the festival is featuring a lot of young and older performers.
That's right. In fact, Sunday's opening, which is going to be at the Palace of Fine Arts, features three different performers, Gemma Moneo, Pepe Torres, and Concha Vargas, all from different areas of the flamenco world, and other performances throughout the week. There's one on the 27th, which is going to be at Brava, and the final performance Sunday the 29th at Cabrillo College in Aptos with Concha Vargas, Gemma Moneo, and Esperanza Fernandez.
Yeah, and there are also workshops in Oakland at private homes as well, so lots of chances to hear and practice flamenco. Antigone is this old, old play, like 2,400 years old. It's by Sophocles, and it's having a moment right now here in the Bay Area. Three different theater companies are doing productions of the play this winter about a woman defying civil law in the name of a higher cause. And we're going to focus on a new adaptation from the Shotgun Players in Berkeley.
Yeah. No, this is by Ann Carson. It's quite a spare translation of Sophocles. It's very interesting that this play is having such a revival, as it were, right now in the Bay Area, because it does speak about civil disobedience. And when you think about what's happening in the world and demonstrations, what we see in this country with demonstrations, with the Occupy movement and so forth and
so on. Black Lives Matter, too, yeah.
And Black Lives Matter. I mean, it has an incredible resonance in our time, even though it's 2,400 years old.
Yeah. The Shotgun Players do Antigone through April 19th, the first show for their all-woman playwright season. And the Cutting Ball Theater's version of Antigone continues through the 29th at the Exit Theater in San Francisco. Now a pianist who plays with lots of personality. That's Long Long doing a Chopin etude, and this guy is kind of the bad boy of classical piano, so it sounds very delicate. This is Chopin,
right?
But he has a reputation for banging on the piano.
He does, yeah. He does. I mean, I think that it's fair to say that he gives a very, very emotional performance. I mean, initially, I found some of his piano work sort of difficult. But over time, I've sort of learned what he's doing, and I think that even though he's known as a pounder, he really does provide a great deal of sensitivity and introspection when he does something like Chopin.
Yeah, and also he's bringing the music alive in a fresh way. Long Long plays Bach, Tchaikovsky, and Chopin at Bing Hall tonight. If you can get tickets, it's pretty close to sold out. And then he's at the Mondavi Center in Davis on Wednesday. Music now from the band Be Calm Honcho. That's the big voice of Shannon Harney of Be Calm Honcho singing I Love California. And David, we got Shannon and her bandmate Alex Weston into the studio last week to talk and play some songs. And they talked about why they called the band Be Calm Honcho.
A lot of what we're doing is creating like a tension and release. There's like a lot of softness and like beautiful imagery. And then there's also a lot of like coarse, hard, percussive dynamics. And so part of the name is also interpreting that. Relax, but seriously relax.
Be calm, honcho.
The name actually initially came about because they put together the letters of the full band members' names to form Be Calm Honcho. But since then, two of the band members have left, so it's now just Shannon and Alex. But I asked them about some of the names that, you know, didn't make it, some of them that wound up on the cutting room floor. And my favorite was Mouth Oil, which Alex came up with, and Shannon had no idea what it meant and didn't have any interest in finding out.
And we're glad they didn't call themselves that, too. Be Calm Honcho is playing the Rickshaw Stop tonight. Just $10. A wonderful cheap thrill. David, you got to the Scottish show last week at the De Young. This is Masterpieces from the National Galleries of Scotland. I know you wanted to talk about it.
I did. This is an amazing exhibit. I mean, it's not a huge exhibit. The subtitle is From Botticelli to Braque. It's sort of a sampler of the evolution of art during those many, many centuries, really. And I would highly recommend it to anybody.
The De Young Museum in San Francisco presents Masterpieces from the National Galleries of Scotland through May 31st. We're going out with the amazingly eclectic, super funky of Montreal.
They create our electric guitars, and if not for the good people weeping, all we'd hear is sounds of our horses dying. But I'm not about to start crying about it.
That's psychedelic funk from Of Montreal off their new album, Orient Gloom, whatever that means. And Kevin Barnes is the leader and songwriter for this band. He just pours his heart into these songs.
He really does. He really does. I love this band. I mean, you never know where they're going to go next. I mean, they have a lot of obvious influences. There's a very strong David Bowie in there and so forth.
Prince, too, yeah.
But Prince, Talking Heads, you know, Os Mutantes, all kinds of things. And despite the name, they're from Athens, Georgia. But the name comes about apparently because it refers to a love affair that Kevin Barnes had with a woman of Montreal.
We're lucky to have Of Montreal in town for two nights, Tuesday at the Great American Music Hall and Wednesday at Slim's, both in San Francisco. Thanks a lot, David.
My pleasure.
David Wiegand is an assistant managing editor for the San Francisco Chronicle, and you can find details on these shows and many more at kqed.org/the-do-list, and follow me on Twitter at Cyrus KQED.